All right, today we're talking about customer complaints. I normally don't have to deal with these, but it was a repeat customer, an older customer that I've had in one of my businesses, and she sent an email to my office and had to make sure that she copied me on it. And like I always do, and I'm going to recommend it to you, I immediately responded.
Welcome to the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast, intended to equip and encourage business owners and aspiring entrepreneurs. Taught by active business owner, best-selling author, and teacher, Sean Castrina.
And I'm just going to kind of tell you how I deal with customer issues, and, you know, because having to deal with them, you know, more than I care to in the beginning, you know, when you're starting a business, typically they fall on your desk. Thankfully, now they don't, many don't fall on my desk. But I thought it was a really good lesson, because I think there's rules that people really screw up. Because customer complaints and customer issues, they can actually be your best friend if you use them correctly. So just picture this. I get this email and, you know, they're unhappy with something and I got it. And they make sure they copy me, the person who runs my division, who's one of my partners, and the office. And I respond to it. And again, I don't try to win an argument in an email. Okay, so let me just start that. In my business, thankfully, we can get in front of people. But with that being said, whether you can talk to somebody on the phone, whether you can do, you know, a FaceTime, a Skype, however you can, the best way to resolve things first is not via a text and or an email. I'm just going to tell you that right from the beginning. So the first thing that you need to do when you're dealing with a customer issue is you need to acknowledge that there is an issue. That is, gosh, that's where people really screw up. They somehow think it's going to go away, like that customer is just going to forget about it. No, every time you open your email, you're going to sit there and it's going to bother you, and it's going to bother you even more tomorrow. And the longer you let it go, the more they're getting aggravated. You know, I just acknowledge it. A quick little note back. You know, hello, so-and-so, I read it. Let me just drill down on it for a day and get some more information and I will get back with you. Notice I don't have to try to solve it right there. Just by letting them know that I've acknowledged it and I'm looking into it, I get a nice email back. Thank you so much, Sean, for getting involved. Okay, so there, we've kind of, you know, that one piece of advice. Again, I would delegate a lot of things, and I've said that to you, but sometimes you're going to be the only person who can put the problem aside because you have an existing relationship with this customer, whatever the case may be. So again, first thing I do is I acknowledge the problem. The faster, the better. Number two is I schedule a call and or a meeting. Soon as I kind of read it over, I went to my lead secretary. I said, please schedule a meeting with them. Now, I got this email on Friday, let's say 11 a.m. And on Monday this morning, I met with the client and my partner who runs my division, that company. I met with her at 8:30 a.m. Why? Because the longer it goes, it gets worse. They just build. So I scheduled a face-to-face meeting. Again, the faster, the better. Next, and this is really tough for me, allow them to talk and don't say a word. The tendency is to explain, justify, or defend. Shut up. I'd say that to me, shut up to Sean, because I am a chatty son of a gun, and I could literally defend two sides of any argument, but I just let them talk. And then when they get it out, then I, based on what they've told me, I find out what I feel is legitimate, what can maybe be improved. Again, I don't think the customer's always right. And even in this case, they had chosen something that brought some of this, you know, some of the problems on themselves, but they're not going to listen to that at that point. So I let them get it all out. And then I put together what I think is a solution to the problem. So they go over and I make a suggestion. Would you be happy if we did A or B? All they can say is no. And I start low, just like negotiating in anything. I don't offer the sun, moon, and the stars. I don't panic. I don't get defensive. I don't, you know, get, I go, you know, I, you know, dear, you know, so-and-so, I kind of understand what you're saying and looking at it. Personally, I'm very picky and my customers know I'm picky. I go, I don't think it's near as bad as I was expecting, but I think some of the things you shared are genuine and they bother you, so they bother me. That's a key phrase. If it bothers you, then it bothers me. I need to sympathize with them, empathize with them. And then they go, yeah, that would be great. And then I make sure I follow through on what it is I promised to do. Like today, I told her exactly what I would do. I immediately, within 2 hours, sent her an email, which I told her I would do. Regarding our meeting today, this is what we've agreed to do, A, B, C, and D, with a deadline. Now, I do this, and again, I brought one of my business partners with me because this is an area of weakness that this person has. And this is the only knockdown dragouts. Actually, the only time he ever quit was over a customer service issue, because I'm like, why didn't you deal with this? I said, you just keep putting things off and you think they're going to go away. And this is like 7 o'clock at night and we're going back and forth. And finally he goes, well, fine, I guess I'll quit. I go, you can't quit. You're a cotton picking partner. I said, but that really tells me something that you would quit. And he starts laughing. I start laughing. I go, listen, how about we just figure out how to get better at this? And he gets quiet. And this is where I shared with him, let me let you know a secret. Problems do not go away. So tackle them head on, faster the better. B, we make enough money at our company, we can put to bed any problem. So that's the problem when you run a broke company. You don't have reserves. The reason why you don't solve a lot of the problems is A, you don't have the staff to do it. B, you don't have the money to absorb the hit. Because we charge, you know, good money for our various services that we offer within this company, I told him, I said, what problem can't we solve? Anything that would be that big would fall under insurance policy anyway if it was something really, you know, ridiculous. But regarding workmanship or something like that, or, you know, in the field of selling something or servicing something, I mean, how big of a hit are you going to take? If you think you're going to get out of every problem without, you know, it costing you anything, you're delusional. And so that's what I went through. And I've made this a system, and I've shared this before. My general rule that I share with my, you know, my team is this. Acknowledge that there is an issue within 24 hours. The sooner, the better. Number two, don't try to solve the problem immediately via email and or text. Get your information. They don't expect you to solve it immediately in a rare instance. Just acknowledge it. Number three, set up a time to talk to the client. And that's when you get all your due diligence before you read over your agreement, your contract, whatever you promised. Number four is meet, you know, while you're meet with them, shut your mouth. Don't defend yourself. Okay? And I always tell, you know, try to meet within 2 to 3 business days. So within 24 hours, I acknowledge there's an issue. You know, I agreed that we're gonna speak within the next, 2 days is what I like to go on. Just something about that. And then I always agree to resolve it within a week. And that's our system. 1-2-5. 1-2-5. And because of that, we can resolve stuff. Stuff don't carry itself over. And it really works. It works really well. Listen, this is what most companies do. They ignore the problem, and then they make excuses. And then what you end up doing is having a pissed off client. See, what I have learned is I've made a fortune off of making customers happy. Because they're waiting for you to defend yourself. They're waiting for you to try to figure out a way to get out from under it. That's what they expect. So when you come back with and you go, you know what, I kind of understand what you're saying. Why don't we do this? You know, you solve the problem. You've won them over. This is what I do know. They're going to tell all their friends, good or bad. So you can just decide what side of the coin you want to be on. I mean, they're going to tell something. They're going to tell their neighbor, their coworkers. Boy, that company was either really good or it's either going to be a really good story. And if it's a really good story, you're going to make so much more money off of this job. And if it's a really bad story, whether you lost that customer and everybody they know. So I don't see how you gain by stinking at customer service and resolving complaints and dealing with just any customer issues. I don't see how you make a win out of it. So I just found it's a lot easier. Here you go. This is my axiom of the entire podcast. It is easier to make a customer happy, in my opinion, than it is to make them despise your company. But guess what? You have the power to do one or the other. Because I've had people do things at my house, and then at the end of it, because I'm in this business, I can understand it, I give them an easy exit ramp, and they sure enough wreck the truck. They, you know, they wreck it like Ralph. Okay, so again, what we talked about today, and I wanted to just go over that because I just was dealing with it today, is just don't run away from customer issues. It gives you a really good opportunity to mentor somebody within your staff to show them how you deal with problems. Again, I took one of my business partners with me on this issue so that he could see how I resolved it and just deal with it. If you use these opportunities correctly, you will cement a customer. I can't tell you how much money I've made off of customers where I've resolved something that has exceeded what they expected, and then I'm the first phone call back, and they give us everything they could possibly give us because they know if there's ever an issue, we're going to resolve it, and they like that. If you would like a great dynamic speaker who's going to give you fantastic content, shoot me an email at info@seancastorina.com. I'm willing to do 4 events next year at no charge. I don't want a penny. Give us a paragraph of why we should come to your organization. Bait me with something exciting in your city. Again, that's info@seancastorina.com. This podcast is brought to you by Get Started Marketing. That's getstartedmarketing.com.